Today we head to Mission San Antonio de Valero. Most people believe they have never heard of the place, but it's safe to say just about every American will know where we're talking about when the American countryside returns after this.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
You've certainly heard of this place. You probably didn't know it by its original name.
When you look at Mission San Antonio de Valero, it was very successful. That's one reason you don't see it today, is because it fulfilled its purpose, then it was shut down.
But Dr. Bruce Winders explains that when the mission shut down, it was still an important place.
Then its use shifts from being sort of town building, converting the indigenous people, to defense. So it's turned over to the Spanish military.
When Mexico declared its independence in 1821, the Mexican army took over the old mission site. It became known as the Alamo. But as Winders explains, most people believe the Alamo is actually something else.
They come looking for this sort of squarish building that has a hump on top. And if you ask someone to draw a picture of the Alamo, that's probably what they would draw. And what that is the church of Mission San Antonio de Valero. The church never was finished.
In late 1835, Texans disgruntled with the authoritarian rule of Mexican leader Santa Anna drove the Mexican army out of the area around San Antonio. Most knew the peace would not last for long.
After the Mexican troops are driven out in December of 1835, it's pretty certain that there's going to be a counterattack. And the problem is misjudging when that attack is going to take place.
The Battle of the Alamo took place in March of 1836. We'll have that part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Andrew McCrae.